Hello.
Hey Sam, I think my phone went out on that last call.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I was just wondering if the house that we were talking about, the 19106, I was wondering if it was occupied right now, if you had people living in there.
Oh, you're talking about the other one next door?
No, I can tell that one's probably gonna be a teardown. I was talking about the.
Oh yeah, yeah, the other house. My brother was staying in there too. That brother, that.
Okay, is he still living in there?
No, he dead.
Oh, I got you. So is there?
Ain't nobody in there. Cause we're talking about maybe we'll rent it out or sell it or do something.
I got you.
We made.
When was the last time someone was living in there?
Around about a month ago.
Okay.
Because he ain't been dead no more than a month.
I hear you. I got you, man. So I was wondering, how much time would you guys need? I'm sure you got some personal belongings in there. How much time would you need to get your things out before we were able to buy it from you?
Oh, you're interested in buying it?
Yeah, oh, I mean, I'm looking at it, and I mean, it's in an area that, you know, we've done business out there before. We bought some houses, and I think it's worth our time to continue the conversation. I mean, if you guys are serious about selling it, you know, I can be serious about buying it.
Hold on a minute.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Hello.
Hey, I'm here with you.
Yeah. So what are you thinking about?
I'm trying to get an idea of how much time you guys would need if we were to buy it from you, or if you were to sell it to anyone. I was just wondering how much time you would need to get any personal belongings, because we buy houses as is, meaning a lot of times people, they'll leave like old furniture or if there's any trash and they just kind of leave it how it is, which is totally fine. But
I went down there today. I was cleaning out some stuff today. I took the, my sister told me to take the refrigerator out of there. Took the washer. I took the washer out. What else I took out? The deep freezer.
I hear you.
So I'm going down there tomorrow and start doing some more.
Got you. While you're down there, would you think it would be? Would it be too much trouble for you to text me some pictures of the house so I can kind of see what it looks like on the inside?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Text it to your phone, this phone right here.
Yeah, this is a great number. You can text me the photos right here. And then that'll help me get some numbers together as well.
Okay. Something else I want to do, because I just broke my phone, but I want to write the number down.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, maybe when we buy the house from you, you'll have some money to buy a new phone.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
804-552-5008.
Okay. I got it. 804-552-5008.
Yes, sir. And I can give you a call after you check the property out and after you send the photos. What time do you think you'll be over there?
I'm going to be there. I'm pretty sure I'm going to go there around about maybe same time I'm with the day around about 10 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. And, I mean, yeah, dude, if it all looks good, I'll get with my partner and we'll figure out what numbers work for us. I know you said you're looking around 120 for it.
Yeah, and, 120.
And
I'll take care of that.
I think I don't think our numbers are too far off. I do want to see what the inside looks a little bit.
Yeah.
And
we just had remodeled the bathroom, both bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go in there where it needs paint. I know that much. I'm going to go in there and paint it because I do all the paint.
Yeah, I looked it up real quick. I saw the owner for it is, I see Purcell and then I see Ethel.
Yeah, that's my mom and daddy.
Okay.
But both of them dead, though.
Understood. And the other one, the neighboring house, I see Loner and Ari.
Yeah, yeah, but see, it's like two uncles involved, and I'm involved in that house. But I mean, you know, I got the most of the majority in the house, but I don't know what they're gonna do, you know, because I got like they got 1/6 interest. You ever heard of stuff like that? 1/6 interest. Two of them got 1/6 interest, and I got the rest of the interest.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, some shit like that. But I really like to get rid of the house and just get my money back because, see, my uncle sold it to me in some kind of way. His mama name got on the deed, you know, all that old shit. So she died in that 83, and so her name got on the deed. I don't know how the hell that happened, but.
He sold
long
it to you? He didn't just give it to you?
Huh?
He didn't just give it to you? He made you buy it?
Well, when he sold it to me, I had like 5 kids, and he sold it to me. His wife told him to sell it to Sam. Said he the one got kids, and so when he sold it to me for $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
That been over 30 years ago.
I hear you.
And I've been paying the taxes on it for 30 years or more. But then my uncle just got out of jail. He paid $700 worth of taxes, and he think he done something. That ain't shit compared to what I've been paying, you know, for the rest of the years. I've been paying. I done paid over $70,000 I run in taxes.
Shoot, I mean, it'll cost you another probably $30,000 just to clear the land out. I mean, it's gonna cost if you want to build on that. Even if you were to sell it to another company, it would cost them money just to clear that property down and then start building on it. So, I mean, that's money out of anyone's pocket that owns it.
Yeah, but I know one thing. The house can be fixed because we got perfect floors in it. You ain't got no problem with the floors. You got perfect floors. And I got a lot of shit over there now. I got wooden floors. I thought it fix that, but this is what I'm saying now. I'm taking all my stuff from over there and carry it to my mama's house.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's what that. Cause my mama, she got nice floors in her house too. I was just gonna put wood floors on her. Cause she already got wooden floors. I was gonna put them wooden floors in there, you know, tie it in, and you know, get it back like it was. Cause it don't cost no money because I already got the material. I even got over the other house over there, I got that house you're talking about. I got marble sinks. I got expensive shit over there.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I mean, I know it costs more to fix that house, but that's why I said, sure, I ain't putting my stuff in it. They need to sell it, you know, that house, you know, because I'm going to take the stuff and put it in my mama's house and now it don't matter.
Do you think the other house?
I was just going to put the floor, you know, put the wooden, you know, the tie-in stuff, I'm going to put that in. It ain't the cheap kind. You know, I got the best kind you get, you know. I got the top of the line.
I don't know. I look forward to seeing it.
See, the way I got this stuff, our rich lady gave me this stuff. She sold a house in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sold a house in Richmond for, like, $400,000 condominium or something that I was doing work for. You know, I was helping another dude and we were doing work for. She asked me what I wanted. She said, do you want this Mr. Goodell. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, you ain't got to call. Just call me Sam. I said, yeah, I'll take it. So she gave me a refrigerator, double refrigerator. You know, one of them would cost around maybe $1,200 or more. Mm-hmm. Gave me a refrigerator with the ice maker on and all that. And then she gave me a electric stove, like brand new. Because she said she wanted, what you call it? You know how people want to get that, what you call it? Shit she wanted? She wanted, you know, like chrome, but it ain't chrome. What the name of she wanted?
I couldn't tell you.
She wanted that. My daughter put one in her house. You wanted that,
it's just like it's a nice fridge.
Yeah, you know the ones that they're making now, it ain't been out that long.
I don't know, man. I buy
it's like chrome. The freezer that looked like a chrome, but it ain't chrome. It's yeah. You know what the name of the freezer? It's like the freezer that Quita got in our house now. That freezer, what you call it? It ain't no ordinary black like the one. Yeah.
It's all good. You can take the fridge with you, man. You're good. Hey, Brandon. Hey, Sam. When was the last time someone was in the neighbor's house, the 19106, your uncle?
Oh, ain't nobody been in the house over 20 years, man. 20 years.
Right? It sounds like it's not livable.
Nah, I mean, you can fix it up, and it'll cost you around, but I tell you, if you put $50,000 in it, you have a nice house. I know that much. Because everything new in that house. It ain't lick. The roof messed up a little bit, but $50,000 fix it up. I know that much.
It just looked from the outside. I wasn't sure if it was standing up right or not.
Oh, no. The front of the house, that's brand new. That was put on the house. It wasn't up two rooms on that house. That house is a three-bedroom there and one full bath. But that front was put on there. That bedroom was put on there, and the living room was put on there. It won't number just two rooms in that house. And then they extended. That's all that stuff brand new in the front. But I mean, yeah, like I said, around 40,000 to 50,000. You have a nice house.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, if you put 40,000 in it, you can sell it for 100,000. You double your money. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Cause that's what I do. I go around with my buddy. That's what he do. He fixes houses. He puts stuff in houses. He put the floor now. You know, we done some trailing.
Well, Sam, I think it makes sense for us to further the conversation about buying these properties. I mean, you let me know if it's not, but I think it's worth our time to discuss it further, because after talking to my partners, this isn't the type of house that we would be interested in buying. But my biggest concern, like I said earlier, is getting
my mama house in perfect condition. You know? I just got to paint. I'm going to put that flooring down like that.
Yeah, it's not so much about the price that I'm worried about. I'm worried about getting everyone on board with selling.
No, we can get everyone on board. Say if you come around and say, listen, well, I'll give y'all $120,000. Talk to all us, $120,000. Oh, they agree. I guarantee you that.
I got you. We'll figure out a price when I see a little more information on it.
Okay. I'm going to take some pictures inside.
Perfect. And if you want to tell the family members that own the property that, you know, that we're looking at buying it, that would be great. Just so, you know, if I don't want to waste your time or anything if you have a sibling that isn't on board.
Okay. I'm going to let them know.
All right, Sam.
I'm going to talk to my older sister.
Perfect. And I'll give you a call tomorrow after 10 o'clock after you've been at the property, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right, Sam. I look forward to talking to you.
Okay.
All right, man. You have a good night.